Realm of Darkness article reading. Published 23rd of September 2022.
September means that in the north half of Earth, the sunset has been occurring earlier, and the sunrise is later. And with the longer nights, October provides us with a chance to view the nighttime heavens, for a longer period.
This month we have included additional information to help in viewing some of the objects we have written about. This is just a trial, and if you find this additional information helpful, or even if you don't, or have any further comments about the info, then please let us know. First week.
Saturday, 1st October.
M110 good visibility.
The M110 galaxy is a dwarf galaxy located in the Andromeda constellation.
And Saturday, the 1st of October, provides a good opportunity to view. It will start being visible from around 2000 hours, at about 40 degrees above the horizon, in an easterly direction.
With the best viewing time at around midnight, in the UK.
Disappearing as the sun rises at around 5:50 in a westerly direction, the next morning.
For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here. M110 isn't one of the brighter objects and will require either a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view.
Second week. Sunday, 2nd October. M32 good visibility.
Sunday, the 2nd of October is a good opportunity to view M32, a satellite galaxy of the Andromeda Galaxy.
It will become visible from about 2000 hours, at about 39 degrees above the horizon, in an easterly direction.
In the UK, the best viewing time is at around midnight and can be viewed until around 5:45, at around 42 degrees above the horizon, in a westerly direction. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here. To view M32, you will need a pair of binoculars or a telescope.
M31, Andromeda Galaxy, good visibility.
Sunday, the 2nd of October is a good opportunity to view M31, the Andromeda Galaxy.
It will become visible from about 2000 hours, at about 39 degrees above the horizon, in an easterly direction.
With the best viewing time at around midnight, in the UK. And can be viewed until around 5:45, at around 43 degrees above the horizon, in a westerly direction. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here. To view the Andromeda Galaxy, you will need a pair of binoculars or a telescope.
Thursday, 6th October. Mercury at perihelion.
Mercury will reach perihelion, which means it will be at its closest point to the Sun, and may make it appear a little brighter. You will be able to spot it from about 5:30 UK, in an easterly direction about 9 degrees above the horizon, shortly before the sun rises. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here.
Sunday, 9th October.
Draconid Meteor Shower Peak. The Draconid Meteor Shower is visible between the 6th to 10th of October and reaches its peak on the 9th. It should be visible after sunset, however our enemy the full moon will make viewing more difficult. The best time to view from the UK is around 2 o'clock in the morning, although it will be visible through the night, until sunrise. A ZHR for the Draconid Meteor Shower is unavailable, as it varies greatly. Meaning that if you do decide to try and view, then it is a case of fingers, in gloves, crossed.
Mercury at highest altitude.
On the 9th of October, Mercury will reach its highest point, at around 15 degrees above the horizon. It is visible in an easterly direction, shortly before the sun.
So take care if viewing. Full moon.
Our enemy the full moon occurs tonight, making viewing of other objects more difficult. However, don't despair, and use it as an opportunity to hone your astronomy and astrophotography skills. In the UK the moon will rise at around 18:30, in an easterly direction. Before setting at around 7:50 the next morning in a westerly direction.
Third week.
Saturday, 15th October.
M33, good visibility.
Saturday, the 15th of October, provides a good opportunity to view the M33, also known as the Triangulum Galaxy.
reaching its highest point at around 1 o'clock in the morning.
With the rising sun, it will disappear at around 6:05, at about 32 degrees above the horizon, in an westerly direction. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here.
The moon will be waning, but may cause some problems if trying to view. And viewing will need either a pair of binoculars or a telescope. Fourth week.
Tuesday, 18th October. Dwarf planet, Eris at opposition. The dwarf planet Eris is at opposition on the 18th of October.
Which means that Earth is positioned between it and the Sun, providing a good opportunity to view.
It occurs a day after the half moon, so may make viewing a little more difficult. If you want to attempt a view, you will need at least a 100mm lens telescope. And can be found at about 21 degrees above the horizon, in a southeasterly direction from around 21:45, moving to a southerly direction at around 4:30. For more details about viewing times in other locations, click here.
Fifth week. Tuesday, 25th October. Partial solar eclipse.
Remember, if attempting to view a solar eclipse, practice safe viewing. Tuesday the 25th will mean that the moon will try to block the sun, which will fail.
But may provide an interesting astronomical event.
In the UK, the eclipse will start at around 10 o'clock and last until about midday.
New moon.
After trying to block the sun earlier in the day, the moon will go into hiding tonight.
With the occurrence of the October new moon.
The moon will set 18:05, around the same time as sunset, and will rise again the next day around 9:05.
Providing us a good chance to view the heavens in all their glory. Wednesday, 26th October.
NGC 869 good visibility. On Wednesday the 26th of October, the NGC 869 star cluster is ideal for viewing. It will be visible all night, before the rising sun makes it unviewable from around 6:25 the next day, about 45 degrees above the horizon in a northwesterly direction. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here.
A pair of binoculars or a telescope will be needed to view. Thursday, 27th October.
NGC 884 good visibility. Thursday the 27th of October means the NGC 884 star cluster is in a great position for viewing, with the new moon also having occurred a few days before. As the sun rises, it will become unviewable from around 6:25 the next day, about 45 degrees above the horizon in a northwesterly direction. For more details about viewing times in other locations, as well as sunrise, sunset, moonrise and moonset times, click here.
A pair of binoculars or a telescope will be needed to view. Planet spotting. Mercury.
For the majority of October, Mercury will be visible in the mornings before the sun rises.
Venus. In October, Venus will be visible as the sun is rising, in an easterly direction.
Mars. Mars will be visible in the evenings of October, appearing higher and brighter in the sky. Mars can be located in a northeasterly to an easterly direction.
Jupiter. Jupiter will be visible during the nights of October.
Jupiter can be located in an easterly to southwesterly direction.
Saturn. Saturn should be visible in the evenings to early mornings of October. Visible in a southeasterly to southwesterly direction. Uranus. Uranus is visible in the nights of October. Uranus is visible in an easterly to a westerly direction.
Associated podcast, video. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce the Realm of Darkness podcast and video,
which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in October 2022. These should be released on the 26th of September 2022. The podcast can be found in the podcast section or on your podcast app.
The Realm of Darkness video can be found in the video section of our website.
Social media.
Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article, and other related news and updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/ DHBN. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback. Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article. Our details can be found on our contact page.